Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
A heat advisory from the 1010 Winds Weather Center.
And live we go to AccuWeather meteorologist Carrie Schwindenhammer.
Yeah, Bridget, I'll tell you, it's going to be hot and humid this afternoon. A lot of clouds overhead right now. We'll have a couple of thunderstorms around this afternoon into the evening hours. Right now, not much going on, just a stray shower. But some of those thunderstorms could produce downpours and gusty winds as we head through the afternoon. Then a very uncomfortable night tonight. Low of only 76 degrees, very sticky. Now, the heat will start to drop a little bit tomorrow, but it stays very humid. And we could have a couple of thunderstorms around, and that heat starts bouncing back up again for Sunday and Monday. So we're in this pattern for a while with high humidity. Back to you.
All right, Carrie, and back with you in 10 minutes. And a reminder, throughout the day and throughout the weekend, keep it locked to 1010 Winds round the clock. AccuWeather updates to try to help you through the heat. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state will start busing migrants directly to New York City. He even says a bus has arrived at the Port Authority. Let's go there live for Newsline. Our Juliet Papa at the bus terminal. Juliet.
Yes, Bridget, the bus from Texas apparently arrived at 6:30 this morning, according to law enforcement sources, and it's not known how many migrants took this 18-hour journey. Now, Mayor Adams' spokesperson, Fabian Levy, says the Texas governor is using human beings as political pawns, and he calls it disgusting. The Legal Aid Society called it shameless exploitation. Now, it's not clear where the migrants are headed, to city shelters or facilities run by nonprofits, but I am told that the city does the intake. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, reporting live from the Port Authority bus terminal.
All right, Juliet, we thank you for that. A 19-year-old is dead during a botched robbery in a BJ's parking lot in Brooklyn. Details for Newsline about that developing story from our Samantha Liebman.
The victim, 19-year-old Derek Chen, lived not far from the BJ's in Bensonhurst, where residents like Elizabeth Chan say it hits close to home.
And I'm just really upset because, you know, my niece just texted me. And then my daughter's that age.
Police say Chen was in the elevator of the BJ's parking garage on Shore Parkway around 10:15 last night when an 18-year-old robbed him of his backpack. He tried to get it back and a struggle ensued outside the elevator. Employee Rodney Teal heard it happen.
All I heard was get off my bag, and he was trying to hold on. He was trying to hold on to the guy's his briefcase or whatever he had on him. But all of a sudden, shots rang out.
Chen shot in the face and shoulder, pronounced dead at NYU Langone, Brooklyn. The suspect caught trying to run. A gun was recovered. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Bath Beach.
A hit-and-run driver slammed into a McDonald's in the Bronx early this morning. The car smashed through the front window of the restaurant on Bruckner Boulevard just before 1 in the morning. The driver was coming off the Major Deegan Expressway and apparently lost control on the off-ramp, knocking down an enter sign before slamming into the restaurant. The driver then got out of the car and ran off. Cops are searching for him. An argument over cold French fries leads to a shooting at a Brooklyn McDonald's, and now the victim is dead. A live update from our Glenn Chuck. Glenn?
And Bridget, I'm at the home of Matthew Webb here, the young man who lost his life here. There's a couple of people outside his house who have told me they're not up for speaking quite yet. And that's certainly understandable after the trauma that they've gone through here. This has become a national story about Matthew Webb. His death, now a homicide. The 23-year-old was being screamed at by a woman inside this McDonald's in Bed-Stuy Monday night. She kept complaining, according to witnesses, that her French fries were too cold and she couldn't eat them. So during the fight, she apparently then FaceTimed her son to tell him what was going on. And 20-year-old Michael Morgan, her son, came outside the McDonald's at one point, then confronting Webb and shot him in the neck. Matthew Webb was on life support at Brookdale for several days, passed away Wednesday night. We just learned about his passing, though, this morning, as now his funeral is being planned. Bridget, we should also mention, as to Michael Morgan, who faces murder charges now, they were only attempted murder. That's going to be upgraded. While in jail this week, Police then linked him to another killing, gunning down Kevin Holleran, a 28-year-old man. This was on Herkimer Street in Brooklyn back in October of 2020. Bridget?
All right, Glenn Chuck, with the latest live details there. Two Times Square now, where a 13-year-old girl visiting the city with her parents was assaulted on Tuesday afternoon. The attack happened just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the theater district on 8th Avenue, just off 47th. Cops say the girl was with her family when the creep groped her and ran off. There is surveillance video, and cops say if you've seen this guy, call Crime Stoppers. The Biden administration has declared monkeypox a public health emergency, and COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Shah tells GMA what that means.
Allows us to speed up vaccines further, allows us to unlock new funding. So there are a lot of good reasons to do the public health emergency now, but I think we've been taking it pretty seriously since day one.
New York City opened two new vaccination sites last evening in Brooklyn, one on Livonia Avenue, another on Flushing Avenue. At 6 o'clock last evening, 23,000 monkeypox vaccines were made available on the city's website. Now, they're all gone. A Brooklyn pizza owner is playing hardball with the Yankees.
68-year-old Paul Giannone is the owner of the famous Paulie G's Pizza here in Greenpoint. At Tuesday night's Yankee game, he got plunked in the head by an Aaron Judge foul ball. Concussion landing him in the hospital for a bit. He had hoped to hear from Judge, but he hasn't yet.
I hope I get the opportunity to, you know, have him sign the ball. And, you know, if not, it's not a big deal. I just thought I'd, you know, take this opportunity. And I hope that he continues to hit.
And will his foul experience stop him from going back to another Yankee game?
No. What would attend me in the future from attending games is the price of the seats that I was sitting in.
Of course, that's a whole different story. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.